More on Money Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, joins us on Tuesdays. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Today she has answers to letters from you, our listeners. She spoke earlier with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Our first letter comes from a listener with a 12-year-old child. The listener writes that the daughter has developed a wonderful habit of saving her money, only occasionally spending a little on well-thought-out purchases. She saved over $1,000. It's a lot for a 12-year-old. But that's sitting in a crummy savings account earning a paltry 0.15% interest. Now, assuming she will not need to access these funds anytime in the next couple of years, what would be a safe, more profitable place for her daughter's money?
Well, first of all, I congratulate this mom and this daughter. Can I adopt her? Really? $1,000 at 12. There are many adults who don't have $1,000 and they're working for a living. But listen, put her money to work for her college fund. What I would advise for this person is to open up a 529 plan for her daughter. Now, she'll have to open it up for her daughter, and she can go to a great website to get a lot of information on it. It's savingforcollege.com. And basically, this is essentially a mutual fund for college savings. And she can start putting that money in. And as her daughter accumulates money, even on a monthly basis, she can put money, give it to her mom. Her mom can put it into the plan. And she can start saving for her college education, which is coming up quite soon. At 12, she's going to be in college before she knows it.
Letter number two. It's more of a comment than a question. This listener is responding to a segment you did on being upside down in your car. In other words, owing more money on the car than it's worth. The listener writes, quote, "This happens a lot. I work in an automobile dealership and we offer gap insurance. Should you be in an accident where your car is totaled, your car insurance will cover up to the Blue Book value and the gap insurance will step in to cover the rest. You'll be without a car, but at least you won't owe anything on it." Michelle, what about this gap insurance? Do you think it's a good idea?
I think if you're leasing, gap insurance is a good idea. There are more and more people who are trying to get consumers to buy gap insurance for a regular car purchase. But generally speaking, I probably wouldn't advise that. Your regular insurance policy should be okay. The key is not to buy more car than you can afford and not to pay more so that it holds some of its value. So obviously, the more car you can afford, you're not going to have a loan in which you're upside down. But let's step back. What is gap insurance? As you say, as the letter writer said, it basically covers, say you're in an accident, your car is totaled, and you've got to pay off that loan. Where if you've got a car and you've got a high loan on that car, then you're not going to get enough to pay off that loan. And that's basically what this insurance is going to do. So really, I really urge people to buy the car that you can afford, get the lowest loan amount that you can, so that if this happens, at least you can get enough to pay off that loan and you won't have to get gap insurance.
Well, what if you just have to have that Ferrari, Michelle? Should you just pony up for the gap insurance?
Well, you know, they make really good model Ferrari cars. And you can put it on your desk and look at it. You know, it is not true that you are what you drive. Now, I know that hurts a lot of people to their heart. They want that BMW. They want
Michelle,
that Lexus.
Michelle, you do not live in L.A. Let me tell you.
Listen, you all are crazy out there. I mean, really. You know, for me, a vehicle from point A to point B. And this is why this whole gap insurance has become a big thing, because people are buying all these expensive cars. You drive it off the lot. It doesn't hold the value. You get in an accident, and you've got this gap. So, you know, listen, if you want to build wealth, then you got to stop worrying about what kind of car you drive. Simple as that.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she's the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. And if you have questions you'd like Michelle to answer, email them to us at daytoday@npr.org. And thanks again, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And I'm Madeline Brand.